What we believe. God sends us to earth as a member of a family. Our Father in heaven has a plan for us, and sending us to earth as members of a family is part of that plan. Adam and Eve were the first family on earth. Our Heavenly Father brought them together in marriage and commanded them to have children. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God wants His spirit children to receive a physical body. When parents bring children into this world, they are helping our Heavenly Father carry out His plan of salvation. They welcome into their family each new child as a child of God. Our Heavenly Father knew that being a member of a family provides each of us the best opportunity to be loved and cared for while on earth. Families work together to learn self-control, sacrifice, loyalty, and the value of work. They also strive to learn to love, to share, and to serve one another. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Children learn to show love for their parents, to be obedient, and to try to live the kind of life that will bring honor to their family name. As family members give encouragement and praise to one another, feelings of confidence and love grow. Successful families show hope and persistence in sustaining each family member in individual needs and in helping each other learn and work together in love. Their goal is to become a joyful, eternal family unit. For more information, see Gospel Principles, 2009, pages 207 to 211. And M. Russell Ballard, What Matters Most is What Lasts Longest. Liahona and Enzine, November 2005, pages 41 through 44. Sidebar. Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. The family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. The Family, A Proclamation to the World. Liahona and Enzine, November 2010, page 129. End of article. God sends us to earth as a member of a family.